And a very good morning to you. Happy Monday to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Lots of sunshine this morning. A little frosty on the rooftops, but that'll all dissipate and go away. We'll give you the full forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, Kim Birchfield is in. She has today's news.
Good morning. The debate over medical marijuana continues in Oregon following a recent court decision. Last week, the Oregon Supreme Court ruled that sheriffs have to issue concealed weapons permits to medical marijuana cardholders who are qualified to carry a weapon. Leland Berger represented the plaintiff.
In some ways, there is this resistance on the part of law enforcement to this change in the law. It's really challenging to distinguish between a bag of pot and a bag of therapeutic medical cannabis.
He says some sheriffs began issuing concealed weapons permits once the defense was successful in appellate court. Lapine says goodbye to a local fire captain. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was there Saturday. He has this report.
Approximately 300 people showed up at Lapine High School for a 2 p.m. memorial. It was a mix of firefighters and citizens. Firefighters showed up from all over the state of Oregon to say goodbye to 37-year-old fire captain James Palmer. Palmer was remembered for helping others, for being the drummer in a rock band, and most importantly, as a family man who would always put his kids first. A former chaplain of the Lapine Fire Department, who is now in the Albany area, says he watched Palmer's career and said he was a pleasure to work with. After the Saturday afternoon memorial, a procession of fire trucks from stations as far away as Baker City rolled past the Lapine Fire Station in a silent procession. The sign outside the station said goodbye to Captain Palmer and that he will be missed. He was killed a week ago Friday in a two-car accident on Highway 97. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Bend city councilors are discussing whether they should keep charging home builders a fee that's earmarked for affordable housing projects in Bend. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
The fee is 1/3 of 1% of the project's value. So, for example, a $200,000 home would include a $660 affordable housing charge to the builder. KBND spoke with Bend Mayor Jeff Eager. Is this kind of a hard balancing act?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, on the positive side for the fee, there's it's done some good things in terms of creating some housing opportunities for folks that that otherwise wouldn't, including some veterans. On the other side, and kind of the looking at it, you know, it's kind of an odd thing to try to create more affordable housing by making housing construction more expensive, which is what a fee does.
Eager says the city started charging the fee in 2006 and it's set to expire this year. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
State Representative Mike McLean is encouraging his peers to eliminate what he calls flexible tax dollars that are being spent by ODOT on advertising. He says it's wrong for ODOT to fund the Drive Less, Save More ad campaign at the same time the legislature is considering major cuts to human service programs. The Republican from Powell Butte says the $2 million advertising budget should be redirected to the Seniors and Disabled Transportation Program. Oregon is closer to officially saying, don't feed the bears. 1110 KBND's Mary Loos has more.
The Don't Feed the Bears bill quickly moved through the Senate as Beaverton Senator Mark Hass explains the case that sparked it.
We saw photographs of this one woman literally feeding bears with her hands.
Neighbors had become concerned when she went away and there was no food for the bears.
This family of black bears came down looking for their daily feed and couldn't find it and started roaming through the neighborhood.
This bill will only allow law enforcement to issue cease and desist notices to guilty parties. It now moves back to the House for another vote. In Portland, Mary Loos, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Oregon's third case of equine herpes virus has now been confirmed, and it's here in Deschutes County. The horse is not yet showing any neurological symptoms and has been quarantined. The horse attended an event in Ogden, Utah earlier this month where the virus is believed to have been originated. Want to go camping, but you've never been or don't have the equipment? Oregon Parks and Recreation wants to help with its Let's Go Camping series. Jill Nishbal coordinates the program and says it covers everything for beginners.
We have core lessons, the 10 essentials, a program called Leave No Trace, which focuses on a set of ethics to minimize environmental impact. We also do Dutch oven cooking, and then we do fire building and safety.
Would-be campers can sign up for the experience for one or two nights at 10 different parks throughout 9 weekends this summer. And that's a look at our news for today.